The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Question, episode 464. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brian Manjoma.
Not only are the Spider-Man 2 fans extremely toxic, they're also very insecure.
Oh, man. We didn't get any questions about that, Brian, so...
I wonder why.
Yeah, nobody asked a single question about that.
No, nobody asked.
How's
everybody feel about Blade, though?
We did get a question about that.
Of course we did.
Did you guys like the first Blade game when that came out? That wasn't too bad.
Midnight Suns?
No, the first Blade. Remember, they made a Blade game. It was on Xbox. I think it was on regular PlayStation 2.
To be honest, it was on Xbox. Like a movie tie-in game, and most of those things are pretty garbage.
Yeah, it was pretty good. A lot of running and slicing.
Not X-Men Origins Wolverine good, yo. Yeah.
No, it didn't have those crazy
dollars. Tony, I have a question. Is there a question about overall thoughts about the VGAs?
No. We have our first question about Christopher Judge, not overall thoughts. We do have a question about how would you make your own like VGAs better? So
I'll wait for that. This is the shit that pisses me off. This is what pisses me off. I don't know what people expect. We already know what these awards, all awards, not even the Game Awards, Music Awards, Movie Awards. This is just like a toot our own horn type of situation. Hey, this is what we got. This is what we're doing. Hey, this guy did a little something special. Give him an award. You like this movie? He played a dumb guy. That worked out. You know, that's what this is all about. Everyone really tunes in, though, for the trailers and for the big reveals. As much as people want to bitch about, oh, well, they didn't give enough time for these guys in this. And that's true. They did it. There's a different award show for that one. But for this, for the majority, for the casuals that tune in, they just want to see all these damn trailers. That's all they care about.
We have a specific question about that, so we'll save that for when we get there.
Save that fire for later.
Yeah. But our first question is actually about the Game Awards related. Actually, both of them were about Christopher Judge, who upset the Call of Duty developers.
Boy. He was reading off a prompter. I doubt if that was from the heart.
He snuck that one on.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So anyway, let me ask the question here from Kish Shack, who's joining us in the chat tonight. And also Bob Hitz has a version of this question. Do you guys think the reaction to Christopher Judge's joke is overblown? He said nothing about the quality of the game, just the objective fact that Call of Duty is short. You think that developers of Call of Duty would have thicker skin, considering they're probably the same people who would say you would never survive a public Call of Duty lobby back then. I swear to God, I even saw some people say this was a punching down moment. But guys, this is Call of Duty. This is a punching up moment more than anything. Also, isn't this joke taking a shot at Judge himself because his speech was so long last year that he's making fun of himself as well? Yeah, anyway, so let's pull it back, right? For people who may not know, during the Game Awards last year, Christopher Judge talked for like 8 minutes, the longest like thing ever. And because of that, it led to, you know, teleprompters telling everybody to get off. Anyway, so he was up there and he made a joke about how his speech was longer than a Call of Duty campaign. Funny joke, but very safe joke, joke. You know, dad of war joke, if you will. But Call of Duty developers were not happy about that. So as naturally what happened, they went on Twitter and were saying they were very disappointed, they were very hurt, blah, 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 blah.
But it's a fact.
Here's the thing. It's both a punch up and a punch down. A punch up because it's literally at Activision and their idiotic practices of creating these sorts of games, you know, pretty much rushing shit out the door, a punch down to people who can't officially, a bunch of people who are not a well-known actor, you know, to probably work their frigging asses off to make this game, even if it does have a short paint campaign. And I think that's what the thief took offense from.
Well, you know what he said? He even said, he said, oh, well, there's another bridge I burned. I'm not going to work with that company. He had a feeling that it was going to upset some people.
Oh, no. I mean, here's the thing. I think, yeah, he knew what he was doing because, yeah. Again, he knows he's Christopher Judge. And to be honest, it doesn't matter if he said that silly shit. You know what? Microsoft will probably still fucking hire him because he is Christopher Judge. He's impervious to any of that stuff. I think that's what it was. It was just like, you know, okay, obviously it was I always say this on my, you know, if you ever watch my Twitter and something like that, it takes just as much time. It takes a lot of man hours to make a good game. And it takes a lot of man hours to make a bad game. You know, I'm sure these guys are like, man, we thought we were saving the franchise with this because we just got so much shit done. But, you know, again, I can understand it from both ends.
Yeah, but at the same time, he wasn't saying anything about this Call of Duty. He's been saying the same thing I've been saying about Call of Duty for over 10 years. This is an old joke that even doesn't have any teeth anymore.
Well, I mean, it's more poignant with this gun. It's more fresh in people's minds with this one, right?
Well, you can't say that every year because this has been the shortest. On average, it's at least 5 to 6 hours. That's the average for those campaigns.
But people have been making fun of these games for having short campaigns.
The study has shown it, people don't play the damn thing.
Yeah.
As much as they bitch about it, they don't play it. We've seen it just like with the Titanfall situation. When you get to chapter 3 and 4, your fucking trophies start popping up as rare. And that's horrible. You know, because especially for a game that's sold as well as they are, you would think that people would put some time, but they don't because they just want to go straight into the multiplayer. And so here we go. We got this, and it's sure people are bitching. And I was like, I still want to see the numbers of how many people even bothered finishing it. Yeah, it's short. Did you finish it? You know, it's that damn short. You should have finished it.
I'm just going to say this. If this same exact joke was made 10 years ago, everybody, including developers, would have laughed. You know, nowadays we just live in this softer society. Everything is to be offended over. And you see this all the time. People get offended over every single thing. This is not a new joke. People have made a joke every single year since 2007.
Here's the difference. This is as if somebody's saying you got a big nose and they keep saying it and eventually you're going to get fed up. This Call of Duty, when it came out, what was the main issue? Wasn't the multiplayer and all the bullshit there? It was the short campaign. Oh, it's 2 hours. This is the shortest they've ever released. Why did they do this? This was supposed to be an expansion. And then they turned it into a full-fledged game. This is bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. On and on and on. Okay, they take the punches. Now you got a celebrity on a big stage saying the same shit, cracking jokes. That's one too many. I could understand that.
I guess. But again, remember, he didn't say Black Ops or whatever the fuck Call of Duty is. Modern Warfare 3 is short. He said a Call of Duty game, you know, but at the same time,
he knew what he was saying.
But I see what you're saying.
He meant the current one.
Yeah, it's just too much. It's one after another, and they let it roll. They haven't said anything. This is argument. Remember, even when IGN gave it, a 4, the campaign or some shit? They're like, it is what it is. Don't worry. It's all about the multiplayer. But boom, now you got this guy cracking jokes. And I was like, all right, fine. You want to throw some jokes? Now somebody was pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as a creator, you should just let that sort of thing go because people are going to have their opinions. Shit. The public actors, they're all going to have their opinion. That's fine. But I think I can understand why they decided to chime in on this one because it's just like we're already getting shit on all over the place over here. And whose fault is it, right? Is it our fault that we killed ourselves to make this game to try to get this shit out for you? Is it our company's fault? I think that's part of the reasoning. I don't fault them for being annoyed about it because it's literally coming from all ends. But at the same time, you know, as a creator, as a person who makes these things, the public is going to have their opinion. They're always going to have your opinion. But the more that you acknowledge that sort of stuff, gives that sort of talk more power.
Here's two things that I look at. Number one Is the joke funny? I felt like the joke
was hilarious.
It's true. Yeah, it's funny. It's true. Yeah. And that's why I'm surprised.
That's a burn joke right there. That's like, you know, we did it on the, we have records of, we all did, right after that, right?
Yeah. So which Call of Duty fan? But that's the thing. I don't understand any Call of Duty fan or know any Call of Duty fans that even found offense with that because they even know it's true.
Again, the Call of Duty fans were not
upset. It's not going to be the fans. It's the
developers. Okay. I was going to say.
The fans didn't care. It was the developers. The fans aren't going to care because they don't play the campaign.
Shit, man. Man, this was the I've beaten all the campaigns. This is the first one I rage quit because it's not even a campaign. It's straight up Warzone shit. You know, that's all it is. It's just bullshit. Oh, we're going to pick up these weapons. You're going to build this character. You're going to find your loadouts and stuff as you play around. That's not what I want. This is not the Call of Duty campaign story. I wanted that Michael Bay experience. Yeah, it's gone. That's not what this is. Yeah. This was a half-assed attempt. It was an expansion that they turned into a full so they can get rid of that last one, that last game on that Sony exclusive marketing contract. And that was it. It had to be a Call of Duty. This is their Call of Duty. There you go. But done. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah. So that's the thing with me. Like, number one, is the joke funny? Number two, are they knocking down Call of Duty in any way? Not really. Call of Duty is one of the most successful franchises. It sold like hotcakes last year. It's like they're crying a river on tears of gold.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of that one before.
I don't know. I just made it up.
Yeah.
That's a Carlos.
That sounds world like lyrics. Crying on rivers.
Tears on gold. Carlos Romero. Copyright.
Also, just add a bit more context. He did say this year's Call of Duty, so it was in reference to Modern Warfare 3 specifically.
Yeah, man. He definitely, because this one was
soft. You know, everybody.
They got attacked nowadays. They got attacked when Black Ops 4 came out and it had no campaign. Remember that? They were like, oh, they tried to dance around it. Oh, we're putting zombies though, and we're putting multiple, and we got this blackout, and people were like, where's the campaign? They got shitted on for that during that time. So now they're
But I'm also gonna say this: Christopher Judge also got his in that opening sequence where they literally tried to play him off.
Yeah.
During his thing, so he got a slap. He got a slap. You know, COD got a slap. He got a slap too.
So this is what I didn't understand. It is what I didn't understand even before that. You would think, just like all award shows, that everyone is given a certain amount of time and then they play the music. Did they not have any set time last year?
No.
Did they just say, hey, go up there and do your thing?
Yeah, pretty much. They implemented that because of Christopher Judge.
Well, they should have just had it in general because you got to keep track of time, you know, for commercials and all the other bullshit. I'm really surprised that they didn't have time limits on that type of shit.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a bit. All right, good stuff there. Moving on. This was also announced at the Game Awards, but Adam, I definitely want your take on this.
Here we go. I was pissed with the whole thing, but only because of my disappointment.
But this is about something that all of us were pretty excited about. I'm guessing you too. Mob Hits. All right. Sega is resurrecting some of its classic franchises. Is this something that this industry needs right now? Actually, he has a bunch of questions in one about this. Should Microsoft and Sony follow?
Here's the thing. What we don't know about it, right? Because it was just in one big montage throwing them off. Now, is that going to be a collection like when they did their Sega Genesis member collection where they had 50 games and all things?
I think it's going to be separate games, man.
Or are they going to do what Capcom recently did with their Capcom Arcade, where they had a set, but then there was some that would come later on, and you would have to buy those separate? Remember? It was like, $5.
These aren't remasters. These are all new games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they're all new, then that's – I was just trying to figure out how they wanted to package. Because if it's new, individual, how much are you going to charge for that?
Well, who knows?
You know what I mean? It's like people will bitch if it's too high, and if it's too low, people are like, oh, it's probably just some bullshit remake. Yeah, that's why I thought it made sense if it was a collection of like, hey, we remastered some of our old goodies. Here we go. Enjoy.
Well, they haven't said what it was, but it seems
they haven't.
New games. So we have to just expect them to be separate games. I don't think they're going to be in a collection. Real quick for a refresher, it's going to be Crazy Taxi, Golden Axe, Jack Ryan Radio, or Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, and Streets of Rage. So you know, I'll take all of them. And the thing is, they all have different art styles, so that also leads me to think it's going to be separate games.
And I guess also, if you listen to the way Keeley said it, he was like, thanks for giving us a showcase of what's to come throughout next year, or something like that, to that effect. He made it seem like, like you said, like they're going to be sprinkling things out. Yeah. It's not one. You know, so unless the truth, I mean, we've seen, they set the bar when with the Streets of Rage 4. It wasn't them. It was Duma. Tribute, with Tribute. Just if they can put that type that same of
studios making Shinobi, by the way, whatever.
Yeah, all right. So the they're busy.
The Streets of Rage
The Turtles. Turtles.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. It's the same thing. The publisher and it's Tribute. Tribute did both.
It's Tribute, but it's the
Dimmu publisher. It's the same. Whatever. Yeah, those people. It's those people. But if they put something like that together for, especially for the Streets of Rage, that's the bar for Streets of Rage 4.
That's what.
Yeah, there you go. The expectations are really high, and if it falls short to that, if it's just like, oh, we cleaned it up and we put some color on it, it's got to be on that level.
Now these are new games.
Well, I mean, if you looked at the Shinobi stuff, that stuff was all new animation. It was all new stuff.
These are new games.
The Streets of Rage 3D game looks a bit sus though.
Uh-oh.
It just looks a little sus. It doesn't look amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just looked like, you know, again, we just saw like 2 seconds of a top angle of some characters beating each other up on the floor. We don't know how that will be. And then the other one, it was like a Golden Axe, which is like a beat 'em up, it looked like. But
again, Jet Set Radio, I'm sure.
And that looked,
Brad was, you know, excited that looked for like, that one. He's
yeah, it looked like they, yeah, wonder, it looked like they sort of took gonna the have same the
offspring in it.
If they can get the right.
That didn't have offspring.
Yeah.
No, the Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi. You know, Crazy Taxi.
Yeah. That was their default.
Like them and like, what was it, Bad Brains or whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like signatures.
The band's still together, so they could work out a new deal. Like I remember with the Tony Hawk 1 and 2, that remake one, they'll be like, "Oh, well, not all the songs. Well, a majority of the major ones are, and the ones that weren't because the bands broke up or the record label no longer exists, so they can't get even they can't get in contact with them for rights." But that Offspring is still around; they're still touring, so I'm sure they could work out a deal with
their label. Under 18 doing any time though.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we'll have to see what the quality of these games are, but I like the fact that they are at least releasing these things. It's like Sega, you're sitting on all these games, put them out, you know?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. I noticed that the thing about what Sega seems to be doing now is they look like they're handing off a lot of their iconic titles to other studios.
Yeah, that's the other question we had. Are Sega doing this, or is it other studios?
I suspect the reasoning why all those things were kind of all thrown into one big thing is because I think that they're essentially having a lot of these different studios like jockeying for those franchises that they're probably not going to do anything with, and then just having them do those things.
That's what I think too. We don't have we don't have confirmation, but that is what I suspect as well.
I suspect that all those titles that we just saw are all made by other studios who essentially jockeyed to make, you know, new versions of these titles. Kind of like what I think Konami was doing years ago when they essentially handed off some of the things, but it wasn't very good. But yeah,
by the way, hopefully did I just all see these a new 2D Contra, like I saw something.
Yes.
And it was like there's Contra, a new Contra. Yeah. Not that bullshit hardcore whatever that was. You know?
Yeah, no, it's what it is. It's the guys that did the Contra 3 for the DS. They did I forgot. They did another like 2D animated game. Like they're a company that did really good good titles.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, it's them doing.
Ooh, it's a new remake of the first game. Okay, I'll buy that for $1.
Sort of a weird remake of the first game. Yeah.
The other kind of question, Mop hits through in there. Will some of these games be timed exclusive? That's a weird question. I don't know why he asked that.
I don't know if that, I mean, I don't know.
Sega's not. I don't think so, man. Sega doesn't usually do timed exclusive.
No. The only reason why the Yakuza got a timed exclusive thing is because it was like a weird. It just happened by perchance that they it was an exclusive.
Konami didn't do any timed exclusive with the remakes, did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay,
it's not. I think they're trying to say, like Konami.
Are they going to have timed exclusives? I'm like, I don't know. Weird question.
Konami's never done timed exclusives. The only
Yakuza Like a Dragon.
That was the only
That was the only time because I remember when they sent the review. It was on the Xbox.
It was a timed exclusive only for the current gen. It still came out on PS4 at the same time, and then it came to PS5 later.
Yeah.
You know,
well, even the Series X, both of those came later because then they sent it to me for the PS5 version, and that was much later on.
Okay, Blitz says maybe like Atlas and Persona. Those are effectively, but they come to Xbox eventually, don't they?
They come to Xbox eventually.
Yeah. But I doubt they're going to do that.
I can understand also why, and this might be a question too. I can understand why a company would want to do an exclusive in general because they don't need to vet multiple versions of the game.
Yeah.
And then when it comes out for the, if they, in like in the future, if it does come out for the other consoles, they could at least spend the full time porting it, you know, and getting it to work correctly instead of trying to scramble and get everything done at one time. To be honest, I feel like when you do stuff like that, then those things start to become associated with whatever console that they were first on.
Yeah.
So,
but at the same time, you wouldn't really have a hard time.
Persona.
Yeah, you wouldn't really have a hard time porting a Xbox game to PlayStation, vice versa, since they're basically the same thing. You know.
I mean, they're basically the same thing, but I mean, like you know, but I mean, like Baldur's Gate didn't come out at the same time.
Well, that's because of the S.
Yeah, because Xbox has a fifth wheel, so
yeah. That local co-op on the S just didn't work. Yeah, and that was the holdup.
Oh, by the way, the developer. Remember when we were watching the Game Awards? We're like, why didn't the developer say that the game's available on Xbox? He wanted to, but they fucking rushed him off the stage.
They rushed him off the stage.
That's something.
I think. I mean, I blame Christopher Judge for that one.
Oh shit!
They were keeping it tight. Yeah. Literally, like, there's a video. There's a video at one point where they show, like, I think his name, the guy who does Zelda now, the director of Zelda.
Onuma,
he shows
right,
up on the stage.
Whatever.
He gets Amura, whatever. I can't remember his name. Literally, the guy said, like, in the time he's had to say, oh, thank you very much, the thing was already blinking, saying, "What, you know, wrap it up." Like, him saying, come on, man, give a little bit more.
Yeah, meanwhile, you could have Kojima on stage for 5 minutes, you know?
What about the other dude talking?
That motherfucker was on there for
Gonzo, you know?
With the basketball, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Kojima was on there. 6 minutes. Almost as long as freaking Christopher Judge was standing on the stage.
So, Manny, here's the question.
Manny, I counted it. 8 minutes.
What is it?
For Kojima?
Fuck.
Kojima plus Jordan Peele, to be fair.
Wow.
Plus Jordan Peele. So literally, they were on stage as long as Christopher Judge's speech, and they said nothing.
Nothing, yeah. What's up, Adam?
I'm thinking, were those really ads? That's what I'm wondering. If like they were paid ads, but he made it seem like, well, this is still relevant. People will care about this. So let's talk about it. Because that was dumb. How about the other dude that came out talking about his foot playing basketball, pickup game, and I'm the voice, and he did this whole thing. That looked like an ad. Yeah, that looked like an ad. That was all. That whole thing was an ad commercial.
Samuel Liu, the Shang-Chi? Yeah, no, he was doing an ad before he put out the award.
All that was an ad, and it all takes time. But they made it seem like it was part of the show, as opposed to, oh, we're going to commercial. No, this is a live commercial.
Yep.
No,
the whole show is, man.
Like,
just a fucking
like
ad.
That's what that little. If you ever seen it floating around, IGN put up a thing that literally said, here's how much was the awards, and then the rest of it of the time was all spent on commercials, and this includes trailers because those are commercials as well.
Yep.
Even if it is a world premiere, still an ad.
Trailers. Yep.
I also there's another. I counted three things. I counted the Game of the Year speech, the Skull and Bones trailer, and the Kojima showcase thing. The Kojima showcase took 8 minutes. The Skull and Bones trailer took 59 seconds. Can you guys guess how long this Game of the Year speech was? 30, I'm counting.
Right?
I'm going to say 2 minutes.
Oh, no. 30 seconds, I think, Carlos.
No, it's a little over 30 seconds. It's got to be.
59 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go.
So the speech pretty much was around the same length as the Skull and Bones trailer.
Wow.
Okay. So
wrap it
there
up,
you go.
Wrap it up.
Yep.
I didn't even want to call Gonzo.
You don't want to call Gonzo.
I mean, I understand that Keeley needs to pay the bills and stuff, but there's things that you can cut off. Like most of the musical performances, you get to honestly, get rid of that shit,
yeah.
Like this isn't the fucking. Like, isn't
I
the
was
Grammy.
Glad Halen got on there. That's remember yeah, I've been talking about them for years, man. They played at Webster Hall. They're good.
They're good. I mean, I didn't have the issue with the two performances because it's like a crazy like Viking band and like a metal band. I don't know.
Yeah,
it wasn't Deadmau5.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Deadmau5.
It was in Robbie Drums. Yeah,
it was Robbie Drums.
I mean,
yeah, but, I mean, they had like three musical performances. I don't think that those were too bad.
Oh no, I don't think they were bad either. But I mean, if you're gonna cut off something, I mean, Gonzo, you can cut the hell off. You can cut off Shang-Chi, cut off most of Kojima stuff. Because Kojima, it's fucking ridiculous, man. Kojima, like he shows a trailer of people's motion being motion captured, and he has to get everything fucking translated because apparently he doesn't speak English. Only when he speaks with Jeff in those dinners, and fucking, and that takes even more time.
I always suspected that Kojima actually does speak English or understands English.
Yeah, he probably doesn't like the way it sounds. It's probably one of those.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't think he likes the way he sounds speaking English, but I think he specifically knows what people are saying in English because there's multiple times. Even I like said some things to him when I met him a few times. He nodded his head. I'm like, okay, motherfucker, you know what the fuck I'm saying.
So he's watched too many movies,
He's watched too many movies to not even catch a little bit of it.
Hanging out with Norman Reedus all day long. Shit, come on.
Kojima stuff. Fun facts. When he walked through that door, if you don't know what that is, that he literally walked through the door from PT. The first door that you see in PT. It's exactly the same. Same style. Has the little light out of the door, the way the light goes up. He walks through a PT door, number one. And then two, that trailer, I suspect at least one of those performances that you see in there is digital. Because what they are, all three of those heads that you see, you know, the people that you see talking in there, they're standing in what is called a four-dimensional scanning volume, right? Or in other words, it's usually used for like, you know, scanning like people's performances. So they're sitting in one of those environments doing that line, which is, you know, you said it on the show, Carlos, the quick bomb fox jumps into a lazy dog back. It's that sort of idea, but it's for mouth movements and phonetics. So that all those mouth movements are pretty much every single, I think there's about 40 sounds of mouth shapes that a person makes to speak when they speak English. And that's what those people were doing. Those random lines.
We're not going to see that game until like what? 2026, 2027, man. That shit is.
Here's a thing. They've been talking about that OD game a lot longer than they were Death Stranding 2. In fact, he mentioned that further on and like, you know, when he was talking, like they show Xbox stuff. So, and then there was the leak footage that was from last year. So it looks like it's been in development maybe a little bit longer than Death Stranding. And then the other thing about that, they're using Unreal Engine on that. So I also suspect that overdose OD game is probably them also learning how to use Unreal Engine, sort of a practice for something bigger. I also don't suspect that game is going to be very big either. Not nearly as big as Death Stranding.
Shit, it looked like one of those FMV games. I'm like, oh, here we go. The bunker and all of those, just a little prettier.
At least the gameplay that they were showing, they showed like a person sort of walking through this spooky environment and something like that, and something that kills them, and then it says, oh, you know, it was some leak footage, but it was like a proof of concept video that was leaked like last year.
By the way, that was a big Xbox announcement, if you think about it. that whole segment. Oh,
exclusive Kojima game.
The giveaway is whenever they start booing, when the crowd boos, then you know it was an Xbox announcement, because that's what through all of them, with Blade and all of them. Whenever you saw at the end or they announce, oh, we want to thank Microsoft Studios or Microsoft game, boo. It's like the devil has walked into the room. It's like shit.
Xbox, I mean, they're already sitting in the. It's funny enough. They're already sitting in the belly of the beast. They're literally sitting inside of the Xbox theater.
Yeah, well,
for that Game Awards.
Yo, Carlos, what happened?
No, it's called Peacock. Wasn't that Peacock theater? They said they called it Peacock then.
No, it's Microsoft.
Did they? I thought it was.
No, it's the Microsoft theater. You saw right outside theater. Of it fucking Smashburger, man.
At the end, he says the Peacock theater. He said, "We'll be back here next year." That's what Keeley's doing. Unless they're changing the name. Let me see. I'll look it up. But I remember I was like,
it was right there. They're right by the Microsoft theater. Like literally, Smashburger was right there. There were pictures, and then went to the JW afterwards. You know.
Oh shit! No, he's right. It got renamed.
Oh yeah,
but it's the same place, though. You know,
same place, different name. But that's what I'm saying. He changed the
name. Oh,
Xbox name.
Yep, it is the Peacock Theater currently.
Because he kept saying it, and I was like, I thought this was going to be the whatever, and it's like Peacock. And he said, "We'll be back here."
Right and wrong, you know.
Yeah, it was okay. So here, it was formerly known as the Nokia Theater. It was the Microsoft Theater, and now the Peacock Theater.
Interesting. All right, Carlos, finally.
So I guess they just keep changing out names.
Kishak says, I find it bullshit that some awards aren't even guaranteed. He says are, but I'm pretty sure he means aren't even guaranteed shot at the podium.
Yeah.
I agree. E-sports. And by the way, what Keeley needs to do is all the fucking awards that are given in a fucking sizzle reel, just do them in the pre-show. Do those in the pre-show.
Yeah.
And all of the awards that you do in the main show, make sure they have a podium. Make sure they have a minute or two to accept the award, and then just do that. It doesn't have to be every award, but just do a specific few that that are going to get people's attention. Don't do this Jeff Keighley's standing on a stage and shooting off like 10 awards and like in less than a minute.
Way more this time. Like at least last time they got some time.
Yeah.
Or at least fill them up during the opening, the first hour. That's how the movie ones do it. It's like the first opening hour. It's like it's a bunch of those. You don't see it. It'll say, today we gave awards. And you see them on stage. They were there and they did accept and they had their time in front of the crowd.
There is, but I mean, there's always like the Academy Awards, what they'll do is they won't cut those things. They'll literally put all the technical awards earlier on. Uh-huh. So best. You know, effects in, you know, creating this sort of a thing or, you know, camera thing or like all those things, they'll put it there. And then they'll put the superstar shit in there. Like, oh, best actor, best animation film, you know, like those still get the show.
Mm-hmm. Got to give them more prestige.
All right.
The prestige.
Next question here from Mr. Mob Hits. Why does everyone expect brands like Marvel or Lucas to be multi-plat when announced on Xbox? Yet on the PlayStation, they expect it to be exclusive.
What was it? What?
Lucas? Yeah, I just cut. He was trying to skirt around it, so I just said directly what his question was. He's basically saying remember, we had this with Indiana Jones, right? Jones is going to be exclusive to Xbox, and people are like, what the fuck? It should be on PlayStation. But yet when there's a brand game, IP game on PlayStation, nobody says, why isn't it multi-plat? So that's what he's asking.
I mean, it's still out there. Like people still say, why isn't Spider-Man on Xbox and all that other stuff? It still gets there. But I think since it's the majority console, nobody really questions it.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody has a PlayStation.
Xbox
tax. There you go. Yep.
I listened to the way he worded the presenter. What was it? Not the presenter, but the guy that represent Marvel that was on stage with the French dude up and down.
Yeah, Bill Rosen.
If you hear how he phrases and puts everything together, it makes it seem like, hey, we got a bunch of IPs. We're always looking for other outlets and developers. And it's sort of like, hey, we posted all this stuff out. Who wants to bid on this? And Microsoft jumped in like, all right, we'll put our money. All right, it's for you. Next up. You know, and that's the way I got it from. It's like, so that's why that's there. I don't think it was, something that Sony wanted. I think they have Spider-Man and they're making a killing. They got Wolverine. That's going to make a killing, I'm sure. So then this could have been, who knows, maybe this was up there with Wolverine. I was like, all right, who wants to bid on this? Oh, you're putting Moomin? All right, you got that. Microsoft, you want this?
Yeah.
Great. Do it.
Their Marvel game situation is a lot different than usual, I feel like, usual IP things, because it seems like they have more of a direct line with the developers that are making these games. So I think it's not, I think, I don't think it, somebody, Victor Lucas, the game journalist, he made a comment like, you know, if MLB can be put onto Xbox, why can't the Marvel games? But I think their situation is a lot different than the MLB situation.
Yeah, but MLB forced their hand for that. They were like, hey,
they forced their hand on it. I think when Marvel Games does their joint, you know, IP thing, I think they're doing sort of a more of a sharing system with whatever company that comes in on it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not? You know, Xbox get a couple of Marvel characters.
Yeah, why not?
To be honest, you know, the one thing I believe you will not see is you will probably not see like big heavy hitter characters on Xbox, at least for now. That's why we're seeing Blade and not somebody Hulk game on.
Yeah,
But
then that's why I really didn't understand. I feel like that whole thing with Spider-Man itself has to do with Sony's deal. It's beyond the Marvel, because even the character, for example, Avengers, right? The DLC, it was like, hey, we're adding Spider-Man. Okay, that didn't come to Xbox. Like, that's not even a full game. It's just a character. You can't even let just a character just pop up in another game. They were like, no,
it can't. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, like, yeah, it might have something to do with the deal that they made for, you know, Marvel's Spider-Man the game, that they cannot have it on, you know, that anything Spider-Man related has to be on PlayStation. That could have just been the deal that Sony, you know, and them hashed out. But the thing about it is that, the Spider-Man about any of that sort of stuff when it comes to that, it just doesn't. They probably, again, it's probably a contract that they signed specifically for that. But I think a lot of their franchises, I think they're just looking for partnerships to sort of produce these games, like Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers, and stuff all of like that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, thank you for bringing out our Blitz. Microsoft were offered Spider-Man as an exclusive, and they said no.
Oh, damn. See, there you go.
Damn.
Whoops.
They fucked that up, didn't they?
I feel like the last time I saw it on an Xbox platform was the Marvel versus Capcom, where Spider-Man showed up in that, and I think Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. One of those two was the last time he ever popped up.
Yeah. All right. Blitz says, Blade is fucking 5 years away, so anything could happen in 5 years. I do think it'll be exclusive. Just
need 5 years.
Their name, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, well, 5 years. Five years is the usual timing for AAA games, man. Yeah. That's it. That's just the way it is.
Because it was just announced. So, and we got a question.
It was just announced. Also they weren't even. Blitz. The thing about it is that they weren't even work. They weren't even already working.
No,
on
they weren't.
It,
so. They just announced it.
So none of the games that they announced actually that I wanted were even showing off. Where's my Skate 4? What happened to that shit? Yeah. Nothing. No, where's my Gears? Nothing.
No Skate for you.
No Skate. No
Gears for you.
Fucking shit.
Right. Shout out to Rich, by the way. He's in the chat right now. All right, Alpha Chuck got a couple questions. Another one. What are your thoughts on the GTA 6 trailer? Got to talk about those graphics. As much as I hate Rockstar for their focus on live service multiplayer and denying us the great expansion DLCs we know they can make, they are undeniably the kings of the open world genre. Yeah, we could actually talk about GTA, because remember, this happened during the week of the VGA, so we can't really get into it. Yeah, it looks cool. Some controversy, obviously. But I don't really want to get into that stuff. Go down the rabbit hole of some social, culture war stuff. I'm not going to get into. But yeah, you know, who knows when this fucking game's going to come out? They said 2025. It's going to be delayed. You know,
once I saw that year, I deleted the fucking tweet. I think Rich sent that out. I was so upset. Don't show this shit. Don't even talk about it now. If it's not coming out next year, or even when they showed those trailers, I was like, oh, big game, whatever. Okay, it's all CGI. What? Oh, 2025. What a waste. Why'd you show me this shit?
Yeah. Although, to their credit, I was probably in game engine, you know?
Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't care. That's too long. Two years from now.
Yeah, although, you know, I did pretty much predict it correctly, though. I originally said the game would be announced for 2024 and get delayed to 2025. They just skipped the announced 2024 part. It just went right to 2025, you know? But yeah, the trailer was exactly what I expected. It's funny, to prepare for it, I watched the original trailer, the first trailer for GTA 5, and it was the same exact thing. Basically, the main character narrating, you know, whatever's going on over music, and then you see shots of the world. It's exactly the same. I think, like, the new trailer is only 10 seconds longer than the original GTA 5. Like, if you put them together, it's like, oh, it's following the same exact beats, you know?
They always do. I remember Grand Theft Auto 3 when they did that. Remember with the opera thing? Oh! And you're hearing the guys talk and the mob and all that stuff.
That means we're going to get the eventual narrated guy. In Grand Theft Auto 6, the developers created a vast open world.
Oh, yeah.
You know they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to get sprinklings here and there. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not mad about it, whatever. I'm just like, you could kind of put it out of your mind for now. You don't need to think about it too much.
What did you guys think about the whole recreating like those Florida memes, like the, you know, the chick twerking on the top Florida of the car stuff. The Florida man stuff, don't gator care. Stuff
yeah okay. I didn't recognize any of those memes, so okay.
I recognize all that stuff.
I didn't know any of that stuff, but I did find out about Florida man, and apparently he wants $2 million and shit. Like, okay, bro. You know,
he's the Florida man is Florida man is probably joking. Florida because Joker.
He wants fucking money, you know,
he's because all his account does is just repost other people's videos. So you should be giving all those motherfuckers some money, too, for ripping their videos off. Go keep making your dumbass tweets and let the adults talk.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that those things were like Florida memes, that's pretty funny to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida is a wild ass place. Just saying. So there's all kinds of crazy shit going on down there.
Yeah.
Do you guys think though? Because I forgot who asked this question on something that I listened to. But they're wondering if they're gonna reach all the way to, because it was a pretty big portion of Florida, at least South Florida, and they're wondering if they would ever reach up to like Disney and stuff like that.
Is Kimbo in it? That's it. That's why we all like it.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like if it's supposed to be, you know, Vice City, so it's probably going to be, it's going to be a larger version of Vice City. Maybe they add a little bit more up, but who knows? I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's supposed to be those locations, but it's also not supposed to be those locations. So it's entirely, possible if they did have a little bit more to the top, you know, with the amusement parks and stuff.
What? Well, they mentioned, I remember Grand Theft Auto 5. Remember they talked about Nico? They sort of, they hinted, they were like, oh, there was this dude on the East Coast, Liberty City. He went off the grid and the whole thing. And I was wondering, that's the only thing I really care about, if they were going to bring up the character that, what's his name, played that died recently. Remember from Vice City?
A Ray Liotta's character?
Yeah, Ray Liotta. Oh, yeah, if they would bring him. Yeah, Tommy Vercetti. If they would bring him up,
like killed in game though,
there
was like a mural or something for him, you know.
Yeah, they did a Scarface essentially.
Yeah. So if these people are doing these type of robberies and dealing with all that stuff, they would probably mention him because he's famed from that area.
Yeah, mention him, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they name dropped him. But yeah, looks cool, you know. But again, it's like, since it's so far away, it's hard to get excited, you know?
Yeah. By the time it comes out,
well, you know,
some of us will be playing it on the PS5 Pros.
Yeah.
Well, you know what'll happen. They'll just put whoever's been leaking all of Rockstar's shit as of late will probably just keep putting out more leaks. What was that? That trailer? Yeah, the trailer was leaked. That early prototype shit was leaked. So who knows?
That's crazy. I don't even know if this is true, but like apparently they said that the person that leaked this one was some Rockstar employee's kid.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
So
He's pissed at his dad. He's like, yo, I told you I wanted a PS5. You passed on that shit.
You turn 16 next year.
Why are you going to get me an Xbox? I wanted a PS5, man.
Exactly. I know the shit's on sale. I saw it, but that's not what I wanted, though.
It's funny because I saw shout out to Mop Hits. He posted it on the Discord, and I'm like, this looks way too legit to not be to be fake. So then I texted Rich. And Rich is like, it looks good, but I don't know. And then, like, literally, like, a minute after, Rockstar releases that shit.
Like, fuck it here. Mm-hmm. That was basically the tone of their tweet. Like, okay, fine. Motherfucking shit got leaked. Here you go.
He's like, fuck, gotta do this now.
But to be honest, it also gave, like, I mean, it was late at night, too, that it got leaked.
Right? It was early, if I remember correctly.
No, I mean, like, it was like the day before the day it was supposed to come out, right?
Oh, it was the day before, but it didn't release at night because I was at work when
it was supposed to come out at 9 a.m., you know? Then they fucking leaked it, you know, like at 5 p.m. the day before, you know? When was it, Carlos? It was supposed to come out on Wednesday, right? Or was it Tuesday?
It was supposed to come out on Wednesday and then leaked on Tuesday.
Yeah, because I remember I got home, you know, because I usually get home around 6, right? Look at Twitter. I'm like, oh, shit. You know?
Let me see. When did I text? Let me check my text message real quick.
I saw it on Twitters.
You saw it on Twitters? All right. Yeah. So, like around 5-ish p.m., 4 to 5 p.m. your time was when all things started leaking.
I was like, oh, shit. Here we go. All right, man. Any other thoughts on GTA 6?
It looks good. I mean, it looks very good for what it is. Probably not going to play it.
Yeah. Brian, any thoughts?
Nothing much. It just kind of looked okay. I wasn't blown away by anything that I seen. It just looked right. Again, the release date was kind of a downer, because then you now have to wait like a full year for that. So again, as Tony said, I just kind of put it to the side and said, okay, it is now just confirmed and that's it. You know, we'll wait to actually see actual gameplay to make judgment about how the thing actually works. And then also there's the idea that I'm kind of a bit hesitant, as we have no idea if these guys are even going to bother that much with the single player.
Because that's a word.
We've all seen that GTA makes money off multiplayer and that's it. So how much single player content will they actually give a damn about? Because even with GTA 5, there was a lot of the single player content that was strictly for online only. So for example, the imports and exports. None of that in single player, all in multiplayer. So my concern is they're going to take more of what's the single player has been and move it to the multiplayer side of things. So then you get a lesser single player game. So I don't know. And also I find her walking animation to be a bit weird.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. It just looks like she's like having a massive beach ball between her legs when she walks. Is that scene like when she walks into like the store? It's like she's walking like she has a beach ball in between her legs, and it just looks a bit weird. Again, it could just be the framing or something, but it just looked odd to me. But again, apart from that, looks all right. No real qualms yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, Kishak says, Tony, I have a goal now of not dying before the release of GTA 6. That's a good goal. Jay Shep, what's up, brother? And Barry Byrne says, here's a question. How long do you think it will take GTA 6 to outsell GTA 5, or will it even outsell it? Who knows, man? Too early to tell.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, what if it hits short? You know, you don't know.
It won't outsell it.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, we still got 2 years for GTA 5 to keep selling.
That's true.
And here's my theory, kind of not piggybacking off of Brian's, but I just kept thinking about it when he mentioned how the single player is going to be lacking because of the emphasis on the multiplayer. I still think the single player can take a hit, but I think what their strategy is going to be is release a single player first and still give time for GTA 5 to collect all the microtransactions and all that stuff, keep selling and do all what it does, and then release the GTA 6 multiplayer a lot after, months after, maybe even a year.
Yeah. And by the way, I think that the PC version will come out like fucking a year after, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't understand why that doesn't come in day and date. That doesn't really make sense anymore.
I don't know why, because the money, you know?
They want to make an event out of it.
Yeah, because they know motherfuckers like us are going to double dip. That's why. I mean, how many fucking copies did we buy of GTA 3? I mean, GTA 5? I think I bought like four of them, you know?
Yep.
That's how it is. All right, man. Moving on here. Another one from Mr. Alpha Chuck. My personal experience of Xbox Cloud is that there has been a drastic increase in queue times this year, sometimes having to wait for 10 to 15 minutes for the stream to begin. As Xbox continues to rely more on streaming, do you believe its infrastructure can handle the increased demand without sacrificing quality? For context, when I stream, it is from my Steam Deck inside my house close to my router. Xbox Series X has a hardwire connection with fast speeds. I never even saw the queue time message until the second half of this year. Been using Xbox Cloud for a couple of years. Longest queue I have seen is half an hour.
There's more people on it. That service is definitely getting used. I noticed that this weekend, I have a buddy of mine. Well, last weekend, we were playing Remnant 2. He was waiting for his Series X to show up, but he was like, oh, I'll just play it over the cloud. And yeah, he was hitting that queue for like a while. He was like, oh, I'm number 20. And then even when we were playing, something happened, it dropped, and then it restarted him back in the queue when he had to reconnect. So you're not alone. There's definitely a lot more people on it. So I guess people were playing. I mean, it could be anywhere. They don't have to be on the console. I know that they said they were launching it on GeForce and all the other services. So I don't know if that plays a factor in it, but definitely a lot more people using the cloud service, and it's still listed as beta. So I guess they could hold that toward everything. It's like, hey, well, it's not officially launched, and so if we got hiccups or if it's taking a long time, but yeah, no, you're not the only one. There's something going on. A lot of people are using it. So
yeah, I mean, if the user base keeps increasing, it's going to be hard for Microsoft to catch up. Actually, I have a separate issue with xCloud, and maybe it's just a me thing, but the quality when you're using xCloud on a TV, it just doesn't look good, man.
Well, it's only 1080p.
It's got to be less than that, man. Because it looks like, I don't know.
It could be the, I don't know if you could test the connector, because I'm sure it could go to the lowest 720p. The hottest it goes
is 1080. So Adam, here's how I tested it. I bought a new TV like over a month ago, right? And it's a Samsung TV. What does Samsung do? They have that marketing deal with Game Pass because they have the app on all the new TVs. So I tested it on my TV, and I'm like, all right, let me test some cloud stuff. And it's hardwired, by the way. The TV's hardwired to a network switch. Yeah. And it just I played Ori and the Blind Forest. That's always my go-to. And Will of the Wisps. And it just didn't look that great.
But if it's throttled, that could be either your provider or it could be Microsoft themselves throttling if they're seeing a high demand on their servers.
I don't know.
But the way Phil said it is that these are connected not to computers. They're actually connected to Series X's. That's it. You're connecting to a Series X that's just in a server rack. So it's good. Either one of those. It's either they're doing it intentionally because of usage, or it's the provider from the cable provider just throttling for what's going on in your area. Like, oh, well, there's a lot of game studios or a lot of shit streaming in this area. So we just, cause it's just like what you see with cell phone companies. So it's one or the other. But I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes down to 720.
Yeah. And I've never noticed it before, because only other times I've ever tried it is in an iPad, and it looks decent there. But I mean, it is an iPad, it's a lot smaller.
Yeah, could be. What size of TV? Maybe that was it, blowing it up.
55.
Oh, it's a little guy. Yeah. Like trying to play a Switch game on a 55-inch OLED 4K.
It was kind of like the same feeling.
Basura.
No bueno.
You know? But yeah, I don't really have any experience with the Xbox Cloud, so I don't know.
get your shit together. I actually haven't used it.
All right. Last two questions here for Mr. To Make It. What would your vision of the Game Awards look like if you decided to take on Jeff and produce a true Game Award that correctly celebrates games? It already exists. Dice Awards. There you go. There you go.
I mean,
the Dice Awards doesn't get the fanfare, doesn't get all that.
The Dice Awards doesn't really get the fanfare, but if you were going to make something that people were going to watch, because I don't think the Dice Award is so much for people to watch, to tune into. Yeah. I think the best example of it, and this goes back years ago, to the show that Victor Lucas produced for the Canadian Game Awards. That show, I think, did a really good job of representing the people and the developers that have done it. The performers were all people that worked in the game industry. If they had like musical things, all the presenters were actually people that worked in the game industry, obviously with also an actor or two in there as well. You know, I think that if we're going to showcase the space of gaming, right? The people that actually do these things behind the scenes, you want to represent them all. And I think I think he did a better job of that.
Yeah. Okay. With the caveat that I think all awards are bullshit and I don't think they're necessary. It's just a circle jerk contest. You got to get that out of the way first. But if I had to do one, I would make sure the show is no longer than an hour and a half, right? Nothing but actual awards. And I will say, have game industry people select the categories, but have the fans select the winners, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I would do. And just awards, no trailers, none of that nonsense, no fucking celebrities who seem lost out of place. Just games, awards, and the game developers. Mm. That's it. You know,
you don't want to confuse Robert De Niro. What am I doing here? I don't even play games.
You know, so that's what I would do. No fucking, no bullshit ads. No fucking, none of this, not even world premiere stuff. None of that. Just to celebrate the games, and that's that. You know,
I would say if you're going to do ads, but don't make ads and the show one end together.
Yeah, you can't do that.
World premieres. No, if you're going to cut off, hey, look.
Yeah, you know what? If you need to do, because they got to pay money, right? So I would say, okay, make the award, the actual awards an hour long and then half an hour for ads. We're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break. People had commercials. We used to live through those. That's fine. Bring that back because at least there's a cutoff point. Here's a commercial break. Go take a piss. You come back, more awards. And there's that separation of church and state because, like you said, you literally had ads during the actual awards. That's stupid. None of that Gonzo stuff. Sorry, Kojima. No big speeches for you. Just the games, and that's that, you know?
And the only other thing we can say is it is his show. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have to bow down to
anybody. If you have to have a musical thing, even I think it's a fucking waste of time, have it at the ass end of the show. If you need to do that. Although I would say just get rid of that. It's a fucking waste of time, you know? But if you need
that orchestra one, that whole orchestra thing.
Yeah, you can do that at the ass end of the show where everybody's getting all, you know, going home, you know?
Just have the flute dude play off people's when their speeches are going too long.
I barely heard that dude playing too.
That you saw him playing. It seemed like
he was just pantomiming. You saw him playing, but I didn't hear any of what he's playing.
Yeah. All right, Adam, how would you make your game award show?
It would just be a trailer show. That's it. Because I want to make money.
No awards.
I want to make money. No. It's the no awards. Yeah. There's no reason.
Then we don't call it the game awards.
No, I would. That was it. Yo, these are upcoming games. Upcoming games 2024. That's it. And then I'll just start off with like 2 minutes. Like, hey, my name is Bob from accounting, and these are the games. Got to go. And then just boom, boom, boom. One after another. Then little corner will say, this is a commercial or an ad of another. Just overload. Just too much. No pee breaks, nothing, nonstop, and then next you know it's over, and then you can go and do what you gotta do. But you know what? That's all people want to see. That's it. That's what. No one cares who goes on stage and wants to talk with a translator. No one gives a shit. So just give them what they want. Who did that? In fact, you know what? Someone did do that. Someone did that. I think it was kind of funny that did that shit. They did it for the summer games or whatever, some indie showcase or some shit. And that's all it was. It was just a bunch of fucking games, and they called it a showcase. Same shit. Just do a showcase. These are all the games that the industry is working on, and we're just going to rattle them off for all their trailers, whatever bullshit they had. If you bitch about it, you know their Twitter handles. You know their websites. Go bitch to them. Don't bitch to me. And enjoy. That's it.
But Keeley wants to be respected as a
he wants too much. He wants
champion of gaming. But yet in all, he wants to make a show that's 90% commercials and 10% awards.
Fucking Dorito.
It's a big commercial, and he's the host of it, and he's making it bigger than what it is.
Yeah,
that's it.
Brian, ideal award show for games.
Mostly what you guys have said. Cut down the ads to the point where maybe an ad between every award, or maybe two ads between every award. But just make sure that it's at least one advert and one something new, you know. Have people presenting the awards that are in the industry, not just actors, because for the love of... And I mean this in terms of game actors. So Christopher Judge, goodbye. All your people. So the guy that did Spider-Man, Nolan North, all those guys. No, fuck off. Go away. You get too much time as it is. Have devs that care. Again, if you want to celebrate game dev, have game devs there. I mean, it's not that bloody hard. You know, don't just have people in suits as well. So that means no to you, Phil Spencer, Shuhei, and Doug Bowser, unless you're having an award, fine, but in general, no. You know, I would actually keep the orchestra, because I feel like there's lots of really cool video game music, and one of the things that I've always said is a good idea is you have, dotted out throughout the show, you have the soundtracks for the best sound design and whatnot being played by the orchestra. Because again, you want to celebrate best soundtrack, play some of the soundtracks, you know, so that people that may not have played the game can be like, oh, okay, I now see why this game was nominated, because it had a good soundtrack.
Did they even give an award for best soundtrack?
Probably.
I didn't even hear, like, what, I don't know.
Irony.
It was Alan Wake that won it, I think.
Alan Wake won everything.
Yeah. Tim, have stuff like that. And I guess to also add on the awards themselves, like, okay, I understand that you want to keep the speeches short, but have like a long limit and have it even longer still for people who are non-native English speakers, because if they have a translator or if they're trying to arrange their thoughts in their heads or as to, okay, how do I say this in English, then they need more time, because I feel that's just a bit, just makes no sense to me. And that's mostly it, really.
Yeah. Carlos.
I would put most of the awards in the pre-show, and I would limit the actual main show to maybe like 5 to 7 major awards.
Mm.
Like Game of the Year, best performance in a game, best direction, stuff like that. Maybe a best sound design or soundtrack or whatever. Original soundtrack, I would do that. I don't mind the whole thing with the orchestra, but I think what I would prefer to do is let the orchestra play kind of like they do now before the game of the year, and just play the music of all the games in one time, like in one performance, and that's it. I would limit the whole thing with the ads is, like, the whole thing with Jeff is he just gets anybody that has a fucking trailer for anything.
I am so excited.
I'm so excited. We're gonna get this Fortnite skin, and then this Fortnite skin, and then Legos in Fortnite, and then the Dragon Ball in Fortnite. And come on, man! Like just do stuff that people will get people excited. Do some commercials. If you, I don't know, Doritos and Mountain Dew, whatever. I don't care. But make sure it's not, we're just showing trailer after trailer after trailer. Most of the stuff people don't even care about. And if you have those, do them in the pre-show. Just do them in the pre-show.
Oh, by the way, I would also get rid of every single E category. All of them. Esports.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, best and trending gamer or whatever. Shit, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. Get that shit out of here. I don't need that bullshit. Like no one cares.
What?
Like,
you don't care about the E coach of the year? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Fucking ridiculous.
Are you kidding? Did you not see his East that card? Shit, he's strong.
Also, I would keep can I just ask something? Sorry, Carlos. How is it that we have like 5 esports categories, but yet it's best sports and racing game still?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many games you have, they're always fun.
Yeah, you know, it's like split the category up, but yet you have best esports person, best esports coach. What the fuck cares? Best esports event, best esports game, and some other fifth one that I don't care about. Like, why?
Fucking stupid. Yeah.
And I don't mind best ongoing game. Just don't give it a fucking Cyberpunk.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
The game was an ongoing game, apparently.
They tried their ongoing DLC. Okay.
They released the final DLC and it's the best ongoing game. What a fucking scam, man. Stupid ass shit.
So,
granted, I guess they didn't want to give it to Final Fantasy for the fifth year in a row.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand having trailers in these things because honestly, if this was just purely a game award show, like Tony mentioned, it'll be like the DICE Awards and most people won't care. So I understand why having the trailers is important. And plus, I mean, the trailers are what intrigues me the most. I mean, game of the year, I mean, who cares what they think?
I don't care.
And I don't mind the committee because honestly, the E3 committee, the fans, fuck the fans.
Oh, damn.
Honestly, like, not talking about Throwdown fans, fuck fan voting on these award shows because it's just more about who's crazy enough to keep voting so many times.
Well, there's got to have a limit, obviously, you know.
Well, who knows? Maybe, you know, some voting is like tweet this hashtag, right? And people get the hashtag training, and you get all these Spider-Man 2 sickos.
Yeah, no, you gotta have some limits in place. Absolutely, like it's gotta be within the website itself. You not on Twitter, you know, none of that stuff.
I still have not come across anyone that's played this Alan Wake 2. It's like I don't care how many awards it's winning.
The only people I know
who's
played Alan Wake 2 is people in the industry. I don't know any actual real gamers that have played.
Yeah, I don't know any real humans that are playing this shit.
Yeah. I thought Rich played it.
Yeah, in the industry, you know, the only people.
No, I mean, I think there's. I definitely think that there is a fan base behind Alan Wake.
No, Manny, I'm saying, anecdotal, obviously. I'm just saying nobody here knows anybody outside the industry that has played this
thing. Yeah, I know people that are playing all kinds of games. I'll get it on sale. It's not a big deal. I'm like, well, the Game Awards thinks it's the best shit since sliced bread. Fucking winning everything.
I mean, like, Chris's wife is a really big Alan Wake fan. She loved that series. So, she hasn't gotten a chance to play it.
You see?
No, she's got a child.
But that's still my point.
I'm sure...
You know,
but I'm sure that's she would be one of the ones that'd be playing. I definitely think there is a fan base behind it, but I do believe that there is definitely a lot of industry pull, you know, push behind it because jumping off the momentum of what was that one? Control. So I definitely think people.
Wasn't there an issue with the sales that the numbers just wasn't there or something so far? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying though.
Alan Wake.
You know,
Alan Wake was canceled. In fact, there's a video, like a really great video, that sort of goes through the timeline where he actually appeared on the Game Awards saying that he doesn't know where, like it was like a thing where he's like, oh yeah, you know, Alan Wake is canceled, unfortunately, blah, 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 blah. And then they finally, like, what was it, a few years ago, I don't know when they announced it, but they announced it pretty not long ago, a few years ago. And then they're like, oh, hey, it's actually happening. So they've been trying to get the game done for like 10 years. 2012 was about when they said it was canceled. So, I mean,
yeah.
I think about it this way. Obviously, just like anything, there are those games that sort of an industry darling. But I don't think that in any way that game was as big a seller as, let's say, Control.
Yeah.
Well, I think that hard. But I also think that the game was also designed that way. At least looking at the, you know, watching it as I did, it seemed like there was a lot of reuse of environments, a lot of simplification happening around it. So I think that they didn't. I don't think they spent nearly as much money on that game as they did on something like a Control. Like, there's not even a physical version of that game out, by the way, Alan Wake.
I want to get to that because Blitz believes that's the reason why it's hurt. The game was hurt. I disagree with that. We've seen that most people buy games digitally now. I don't think that hurt it at all.
It was also only on Epic because Epic's the one behind it. So
yeah, they've also got. It's got an Epic Game Store exclusive, so it's not even.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem.
That's also the thing. By the way,
I got a retarded question. Just again, I'm not paying attention to this game. Is this an Xbox exclusive?
No.
Like, Remedy is multi-plat now, so
yeah, no, that's a on Xbox, it's on PlayStation, but it's locked to
PlayStation. I have to go to the Epic Store.
No, it's. No, it's for PC. It's
for PC. It's on Epic.
Okay, so the physical thing doesn't even matter because remember we talked about this with PlayStation. 96% of people buy games digitally, so the physical aspect doesn't.
But yeah, there is no physical release. But a game like Baldur's Gate, which also didn't release physically, is releasing a physical edition.
Yeah, but that game also did very well despite not being
released. Yeah, and people are playing that one. But I don't know. Because even when they were like, oh, we got this band performing. What band? What the? It's from the song.
That's actually
Alan Wayne. Come on. Like, I'm supposed to know this.
Bro. Hold on.
I'm going to answer. I'm confused. He goes, but it's an unknown compared to the big sellers on digital. Not many people played the first game. But so how would the game being physical help people who haven't played the first game? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's digital or physical, but if you haven't played the first game, the game being physical wouldn't change that. So I just want some clarification on that, dude.
But one thing I would say.
You're still selling
that
it.
That means that they're not spending the money to create physical, which would in turn save them on their budget. That's what I mean. Like, okay, it doesn't even have a physical. It means they're essentially trying to save money.
Yeah.
Okay. They not only made a deal with Epic, they decided to go fully digital, which is both set because obviously
Epic funded the whole project.
Flipping them some money, and they're not making any sort of physical edition, so it's saving them money on the game.
Yeah.
And I also believe that the game itself is also designed a little bit shorter in scope, you know. But they're taking advantage of the space that they have. I don't think they spent Control money on it, and Quantum Break or whatever on that.
Bliss goes, it's less risky because. You could sell it or return it. I mean, I get that, but to the company, it's less risky to make it digital. That's less risky.
Yes, it essentially saved them money because they don't need to worry about publishing. They also could also do theoretically work on the game all the way until its release, right?
Yeah.
You know, because they can still, you know.
Yeah, but I see what you mean, though, because there are definitely those people that are like, no physical, no deal. So yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. And you're right, because I never thought about the whole reselling thing. That's not something I ever did. The only time I ever resold a game is when the game was so horrible I didn't want it in my house. You know, if I bought a game, I'm keeping the shit. That's also why digital doesn't bother me, because I'm like, I don't resell my games anyway. But those are good points. I understand where you're coming from, bro. But the game hasn't sold well, and you guys were saying you don't know anyone playing. But if the game was physical, I don't think that would change the equation either.
Yeah, I don't think again. Like it's a
Streets of Rage 4 wasn't physical. Remember
that did very very well. Baldur's Gate wasn't physical and it did well. You know,
but I think again, like I think
and that's the
again,
third like, in the series, not the second. You know.
I think. Well, I mean, to be honest, it's essentially a reboot almost.
Yeah,
it's not even true. Three. You know, so it's no. But yeah, Alan Wake.
But yeah, I don't think that the physical aspect really hurt. I mean, there's some people, obviously, but I don't think it affected anything.
It's far from it being like an upset as far as, you know, these sorts of games go. I mean, you know, things always get nominated and stuff that win, you know, that weren't the expected. But, you know, again, Alan Wake is just like a darling within the industry. And I think in general, there is a definitely fan base. I think there's a fan base behind it. You know, you always see it all over Twitter. And at least on my Twitter, I see a bunch of people posting shit about it. So it's interesting to people, but I don't think it's like, I think it is what it is. So,
man, I'm going to tell you this. You know, we always talk mm-hmm. about how the first platform that a game is on is what you are always associated with. This is how strong mm-hmm. it is, right? You guys literally 2 minutes ago told me this game is multi-plat, right? I see Fergus Mills say the wait until it's on Game Pass effect has to hurt a game. I literally thought, of course, but it is on Game Pass. It's an Xbox exclusive. You guys just told me it's not. But that recognition, because to me, Alan Wake, Xbox, like that association is so strong, you know?
And the other thing about Game Pass,
you know?
Well,
do you think that may be hurting the game? People may think it's an Xbox exclusive.
Not on Game Pass?
No, that people may think it's an Xbox exclusive.
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think it's far enough down the line to ever to do that. And everybody knows that Remedy doesn't make only Xbox games, because that would have affected Control, and that would have affected, you know, what they made, you know, essentially Control. Quantum Break was.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, 2 minutes from now, I'm going to forget and think it's an Xbox exclusive again.
In fact, they just re-released, did an HD remaster of Alan Wake 1 and put it out on all the major, the recent consoles. That's like really recent. So preparing people. And not to mention Control, there was all these allusions to Alan Wake and its sequel and all that stuff. You even literally a DLC that's an Alan Wake DLC in there.
Hey, Blitz, there you go. The game's you know, the first game is available on PlayStation, so there's no real risk there. You can play the first game, you know? Again, like I'm like, oh, Xbox exclusive. It's interesting how that works, man.
Yeah, not anymore. Hasn't been anymore. For a while. Remember, they got the rights back to it.
I know that. But again, that association is strong, man. All right, last question of the night, also from Blitz here. What is the optimal amount of time to announce a new game? We have Sony not telling us shit about anything. We have Xbox dropping Blade info on us, but it's only just started development, so it's not likely to see. We're not going to see it for another 3 to 5 years. I'm going to point to Fallout 4. That had the perfect time of announcement versus release, right? Basically, before it got leaked, everything gets leaked, right? Announced at E3 in June, and it came out that fall. That's perfect, right? Because that way you have time to build up the hype for the game, but you're not waiting 50 years, you know? So, I understand why they have to announce these games so far, because they got to, you know, appease the fucking shareholders. But that was perfect, where it was like, yo, okay, like June, hey, this is coming. And you know what else did that too? Resident Evil 2. As a matter of fact, Resident Evil 2 was great. They just fucking, in a earnings report, they said, oh yeah, we're remaking Resident Evil 2. They didn't say shit for 2 years. They didn't say nothing, right? And then that E3, they were like, hey, here's the game. Oh, there's a demo. Oh, the game comes out this fall. Perfect. You know, so basically 4 months. Announce it at E3. I know E3 doesn't exist anymore, but you announce it, and then like 4 or 5 months later, bam, you drop it. You know? So that's the perfect release announcement to release window, you know. Anybody else have any other ideas?
I say 1 year.
1 year,
like 1 year, 1 year as an absolute maximum. Like anything more than that, I just don't care. Because again, I've seen with GTA 6, oh, coming 2025. It's like, okay, cool, don't care.
Yeah.
Like all these games coming out 2025, like I don't care what's coming out next year, because next year is in like, what, is in 3 weeks, you know? So what's coming out then?
So Brian, you think 4 to 12 months?
Yeah. Again, I totally agree with you that Fallout 4 is like the perfect example of how you do it. You know, they announced it, then they showed a trailer, then they gave a release date, which is in 3 months. And it's like completely blew up everyone's expectations. Like, that's how you do it. But however, I understand that that won't be possible for most things. Yeah. Sometimes you need to drum up the hype. Fine. Hence why I say 1 year absolute maximum.
I agree. 1 year maximum. No more than that, you know? Or you could have those wild cards. Hey, we have this new game called a Hi-Fi Rush. You could play it now, you know? But you got to build up some kind of hype, you know? Hype is good, you know, when done correctly. All right, anybody else?
No, I definitely agree with you on like the way Bethesda did it. Like, by the way, we just so happen to have this game. It's coming out this year. Boom. Perfect. Yep, no waits. No, like, no 5 year waits. Like, was it, how long was Starfield being talked about?
Yeah, or Cyberpunk, you know.
Or Cyberpunk. Like those are, I feel like those are the extremes.
Yeah. And we're still waiting on 8 days and shit, you know? Or the agent.
I don't know. No, the agent's
never coming. That's never coming out.
Or deep down, you know.
Though Rockstar still continues to keep upping that license.
Because they don't want somebody buying it and then
they make their own version.
Say, oh, look, this is the agent that Rockstar couldn't do. Yeah, finally. You know, and scam people into thinking that it's a Rockstar game.
Oh, man. Good stuff. All right, man. Well, we are done for the night. So a couple of house cleaning things. So we have just 2 more episodes for the year, people. Crazy. Another year is about to come up to an end. So this Thursday, we're going to have the year-end special where we're going to go over all the biggest gaming news of the year, biggest game releases, games we're looking forward to, biggest disappointments of the year, all that good jazz. And then on the Sunday show, we will have the AMA special where we will be answering non-gaming questions. We're not going to go crazy because I still got to work the next day. So 2 questions limit as like usual. I think last time we did an AMA, I was like off on Monday. I'm like, oh, fuck, go nuts. You know, but this time, please just keep it to 2 questions.
I'm surprised nobody was curious about the whole FTC, which is, do they file their appeal? And that's still all week. That's been in the news.
It's only you that cares about this.
Totally me, I get. Yo, these both folks are still trying to fucking get this deal canceled. It's crazy.
Oh, that woman Khan, man, she's vindictive.
They are now saying it's OpenAI, that Microsoft is trying to take over the world. I mean, they are really branching out
and she's not going after the Chinese companies that are
China, homegirl, take
the L, you know.
Yeah it's pretty bad.
It's over, you know,
pretty bad. I couldn't believe it, and I was like, what the fuck, let it go.
A lot of people goes, our tax dollars going down the toilet.
Oh yeah
You know, I was just thinking about that, like, and you know what, am I gonna get political, fuck that. Do we have anything to plug?
No, just go to Coalition. We're doing a lot of reviews, a lot of stuff, a lot of interviews. Dean is doing a lot of shit, so tons of content on the site. That's what's going on right now. Check out the site.
Yeah, man, you already know. Again, people, Thursday we will have the year end special, and then on Sunday we will have the AMA special, and then we're gonna take 2 weeks off. Then we shall return for 2024. Where we will hit episode 500 in September, the first week of September. So that'll be crazy. You know, stay tuned for that, you know. Also, real quick, I want to give a special shout-out to Mr. Torrance Davis. I had a nice chat with Torrance on Friday.
Happy birthday, Torrance.
Yeah,
happy
not his birthday, but, you know, he called me up. We were just talking about, like, the state of the gaming industry, pop culture bullshit. It's a good time. It's a good time. Godzilla. We got to talk about Godzilla real quick. You know, like, oh my God, it's the best fucking Godzilla movie ever. You know, the chorus is going.
What was that called again?
Minus one.
Speaking of Godzilla, man, yo, man, a Studio Ghibli hit number one. Studio Ghibli animated film hit number one in the United States, and Godzilla's number 3. Crazy. Japanese invasion.
The boy and his heron, right?
The boy in the hair.
Yeah, good stuff. Japan take it. Well, this is what happens when fucking American movies don't give you what you want. You go to the Japanese, you know? It's also the same thing with comic books, too, you know? But don't let me start it on that. Go buy manga instead of that trash they're selling you at Marvel and DC, you know?
Is Minus One a movie or a TV show?
Which one?
It's a TV show.
No, it's not the. It's not Monarch. It's not Godzilla Monarch. That's right. The it's TV show one, yeah, on Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is called Minus One. It's a Japanese film.
Yeah. And it's done great, you know, subtitles and everything. People are used to that shit already, you know. You know, they watch anime for like 20 years. They're used to subtitles now, you know. Because remember, that wouldn't have happened. It had to be dubbed and everything. Yeah. You know, now American audience, like, we don't give a fuck, you know.
Well, all these shows now have it. Whenever they do someone in a foreign language, you'll see their subtitles pop up. I feel like that's everywhere.
Yeah. And also, even for, like, regular American shows, people like to have subtitles on anyway, you know. No, that's good. That's good. That means we get the movies fast. The movie came a month later after it came out in Japan. That's great, you know. They would have to, you know, hear bullshit. Oh, there's a little Godzilla in all of us. Remember that shit, Manny, from Godzilla 2000?
Yep, there's a little Godzilla in all of us.
Oh, man. All right, people, we're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. You can also find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. That's two words, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the videos. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, joined by Emilio Lopez.
Call me the champion of light, and I'll show you the herald of darkness.
You sound like my priest.
You know, Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a good one, everybody.
And Brian Monjoma.
Later, people.
Right, people, you already know. Year-end special coming Thursday later.
This is...